A Cardiff woman is fighting against the recent defence cuts by knitting for our troops on the front line. Tina Selby aims to send 500 woolly hats to Welsh soldiers in Afghanistan this winter, where temperatures can plunge as low as minus 20. She started her Hats for Heroes campaign when she realised that, like her, many people wanted to show their support for the troops this Christmas.
Every time you mention it to people, they're quite interested because they want to help, but they don't know how. And this is a way of everyone being able to help. Little old women sat at home at night, bored on their own. They love the fact that they can knit. Some of them are even doing something that their mother did for the First World War. So it's sort of like a tradition, which is even nicer. All we want to do is say thank you for what they're doing. Hopefully the hats will sort of raise morale.
Tina's been sending welfare parcels out to the troops in Afghanistan for some time, but when she came across the idea of knitting hats, she felt it was a way of applying her own personal touch. So far, she has recruited over 100 volunteers to help her reach her goal. I spoke to some of Tina's willing recruits and asked them how they became involved in the campaign.
We go line dancing on a Friday morning and Tina's there, and she asked would we like to get involved in knitting for the troops in Afghanistan, and so that's how it all started.
And it snowballed, actually. Yeah. I think I've made 10, and my neighbours involved, friends involved, so a lot of hats, but worth it.
Yeah.
Tina has now collected nearly 250 hats in all colours and patterns, including one featuring a Welsh dragon, and she's hoping to send the first batch away at the beginning of December. The campaign has received lots of coverage in South Wales and is starting to gather real momentum, with local wool suppliers helping to support the good cause. I asked Tina's platoon of knitters how they expected the soldiers to react when they received their woolly hats.
Well, I know how they'd be
like a lot of children. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
because this is how we are at Christmas, isn't it? When we open presents.
Yeah.
So this is how we want them to feel great.
It's lovely to think of them walking about with our hats on, isn't
it?
You know, thinking, well, you know, we've done our little bit. It's all we can do.
At the moment, Tina is sending the hats to 157 Regiment Royal Logistics Corps. But if the hats are a success, she hopes to send them out to other units as well. Tina told me how the campaign was not just for Christmas and that she hoped that her knitting would continue to raise morale for the foreseeable future.